Tony, congratulations. That's a big result. They're all big games, aren't they? Yeah. But you've got the job done tonight.
Yeah. It was nervous because I felt we started so well, to be honest. I think I looked at the clock, 25 minutes gone, and it felt as if we'd had a dozen shots by then, and a few, you know, real opportunities in front of their goal that just wasn't going for us. We talked at half time about making sure it wasn't one of these games where you can be dominant and then start the second half and find yourself a goal down. So it was real about concentration. Just good that you've got a player like Jack Payne you can bring off the bench, and a bit of craft, a bit of quality, just a way to pass really, to stick Bradley in and in his stride pattern, and Bradley did what he does. But ultimately, standing here now, big game, 3 points out the way. We've talked about just ticking them off really as we go along. 8 to go. The rest tomorrow, then we've got 2 days preparing, and we'll go to MK Dons and try and do it again.
A fabulous finish from Bradley Dack. Great ball to send him through. And when he's in that position, you'll back him 100%, won't you?
Well, we've seen him do it this season a lot, haven't we, going through one-on-one. You fancy he's going to pick the corner, he's going to find the space. You know, a lot of players go through and not sure where to go, and they whack it and it hits the goalie in the legs and the chance is gone. But you always feel as if Bradley's passing it in the corner of the net. And delighted for him, delighted for the boys, really. It's a fantastic effort. You know, when you get to this stage of the season, it can get... Nervous is the wrong word, but it can get a bit of tension about your result and the performance, and the table is a three-horse race for two positions, and we just got to keep trying to apply pressure on them. I think massive credit to both Wigan and Shrewsbury for doing that to us, really. When we've been inactive for a few weeks, they've been winning matches, and now we've played first this weekend and we've managed to win. And so, you know, over to them, really, and then let's see what Monday brings.
Without going through every player one by one, Kevin tonight felt that Corey Evans was exceptional in the game tonight. What did you make of him?
He played like a man possessed, didn't he? It was, I just said that it was the best I've ever seen him play. In my tenure here, it's an amazing... I've always known Corey's a good footballer. I've just felt as if he's needed to push himself to levels. I talk to footballers about... more than maximum, really. What you think your best is, and then you have to find some more, and I think Corey did that tonight. I'm watching him. My staff were panicking that he was going to run out of legs with 20 minutes to go, but so now, when you've been a footballer for 20 years and the coach tells you to do another doggy after you've done 10 and you don't think you can do one more, you can always do the last one faster than the rest, and I think Corey played the game like that tonight. He excelled. Brilliant breaking up play, brilliant at picking passes, brilliant at driving with the ball. But I've said to him there, that's your standard now. You've got eight more appearances just like that.
Mulgrew tonight, was it ever likely he would play?
No, not after I got the text from Peter Grant the other day telling me he was apologising, really, that they felt they had to play Charlie, they'd had some pull-outs, and the way they wanted to play, that Charlie had to play, after I'd spoken to them. And I wasn't given 100% assurances, but was told that they'll be sympathetic to our cause, that we were playing on a Thursday night, and we're conscious that he wasn't going to get back at 3 in the morning back into Glasgow or Edinburgh. And I just think I'm looking at the rest of the games, and Mulgrew's a massive player for this football club, and if we'd have asked him to play tonight and on Monday after playing 2 games back to back, there's been a real danger of injury. And so he's going to rest up for a day or two, and he's going to train with the rest of the team over the weekend and get ready for Monday.
Will Danny Graham be part of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think Danny's pretty confident he should be ready for Monday. Just a back spasm, I think. It's rather than his ribs. We tried it today. It wasn't worth the risk. Listen, Samuel's chomping at the bit, really. And, you know, he hasn't done a lot wrong. But Danny's been so prolific, particularly at home, that he's had to sit on the bench. And yet, I felt today with the back three that they started with, I thought that, you know, the athleticism of Antonis and Armstrong and Samuel was always going to give them some problems. And so I had no problems with that, and hopefully Danny will be ready for Monday.
Are you hoping Lenehan will as well, or is it too early to know?
Yeah, too early. I think it looked to me as if he just took a knee in the back, really. And I've, again, playing his position for 20 years, I know how sore they can be. There's no... Hopefully no muscle damage as such. It just probably needs to get some masseurs, knuckles into it and fingers into it deep and disperse the bruising, and let's hopefully be ready for Monday as well.
Just very briefly, you go to Milton Keynes Dons, who are on a bit of a revival, another win for them tonight, and it's going to be a tough one, that, isn't it?
Listen, they're all tough. These are just won first time in a long time and would have had their tails up a little bit and quite fancied coming here and upsetting the apple cart. But MK Dons... every respect for them. I like Dan Michici. I've had a few conversations with him over the last few weeks over how things were going for him, and I'll have no concern about how his result goes the weekend other than the 3 points for us. But we will be giving it every focus, every concentration from tomorrow morning, and making sure we know everything about them and see if we can go there and get the points.